نسألك يا ربنا أن ترزقنا يا ربي طاعتك وطاعة رسولك والاقتداء لأوليائك I like to address to you in Arabic language that it is the language of Holy Quran and also language of most praised servant of Allah Almighty Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and also Arabic is the language of paradise people but mostly now Muslims they are not interesting to learn Arabic and mostly Muslims also they are following Western countries Western people they are asking dunya and Muslims also, they are trying to ask more and more dunya. Therefore, they are looking to learn English or any other Western language giving to them much more benefit for dunya. They are learning. But only very few ones asking to learn Arabic for hereafter, for akhirat, and we are asking for me and for you forgiveness from Allah Almighty. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا واهدنا واصفنا واصلح شاننا وشان المسلمين ننصرنا على انفسنا وعلى اعدائنا ظاهرة وباطنة O people, we are believing what just had been sent from beginning up to day, from the time of first man, Sayyidina Adam, and his message, up to last prophet, the seal of prophets, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what they brought to from Allah Almighty to His servants, we are believing. Believing, but we are not trying to make our beliefs on the level of yaqeen. Yaqeen means not to believe only through our mouths, through our tongues, but to make our beliefs through our hearts. Then we are putting beliefs from your tongue to your hearts. That giving to you less energy, with an endless desire to run to Allah Almighty. Because main message that just brought whole prophets, that reaching their numbers as prophet, informing us 124,000 prophets. It is not 1, 2, 3, 10, 100,000, but 124,000 prophets just had been sent from heavens, heavenly messages with heavenly messengers. And messengers, you must not say that they are like ourselves. No. Their creation just different 100% from our beings, from our creation. No. We are ordinary creatures. They are extraordinary. Prophets, who is going to be prophet? Prophets, that they have a connection through heavens. Do you have such a connection? If anyone going to have a connection to heavens, he is going to be prophet. To meet angels, to come to him, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, from Allah Almighty, they are prophets. Don't say that they are as ourselves, no. A ruby is a stone, and granite piece, a rock, is also, it is a stone, but this is not like that stone. From same root, but that is ruby, that is a rock. You may walk on it, on rocks, but no one making ruby under their feet and walking on it, because they are not so too much. Yes, Allah Almighty said, Sayyidina Muhammad, peace be upon him, from you, not coming from heavens, he born as a man born morning. But he is someone that divinely revelation coming to him through Archangel Gabriel, Sayyidina Jibreel, that made him himself not to be like you, haqiqatan, in reality. Yes, all of them, all prophets, you must give your high respect to them, because they are, sit down, sit down. They are not like ourselves. outward looking maybe, but inner lives it is just different. All of them coming for what? To teach people and to calm people, to teach them that they are creatures and they have been created. No one creating themselves. In our days, so many foolish people, they are not declaring that they are creatures. Mostly people is studying through universities, but they are so proud to teach our youngsters, our children, to say that you are created by the Creator who created everything and you are His servants. They are ashamed to teach children, our children, to accept, to say that, oh our Lord, you are our Creator. You are created by the Lord of heavens and by the Lord of everything in existence. And you are existence from Him, not from you. If it is from you, keep yourself in existence. If it is not from you, you must look after, you must ask, who created us? The answer coming through that prophets. First man and first prophet Sayyidina Adam, he was saying to his children, oh my children, just I have been created by Allah Almighty, and your mother created, He created your mother from me, and you are coming as a generation from ourselves. We were with Allah Almighty through paradise. He was honoring us with His divinely addressings, but we did something. We have been sent on earth to be on earth, and He is saying, O Adam, go on earth, and your generation, your children going to be there. And I am asking from them to know who am I, to know their Creator, and to do my servanthood. I created everything for them on earth, and I created them for my divine service. O believers, you must know that Allah Almighty created earth and everything on it for you, and created you for Him Almighty. We lost it, we forget it. It is not a shame for unbelievers, but for believers it is a shame not to keep Allah Almighty's servanthood. Anything may be much more honored to be His servant. Which job, which degree, which graduate which title may be much more honorable than to be his servants. To be Abdullah, any other rank on it, you think? But we are running, we are making ourselves slaves for dunya, not servants. Servants, they have an honor, slaves no honor. And whom they are keeping divinely service, they have been honored to be servants of Allah Almighty, Abdullah. Whom they lost it, they left it, they are going to be slaves for this dirty life. Abdul Dunya, Abdul Shaitan, Abdul Nafs, Abdul Hawa. Slaves. Slaves. Therefore, whole Prophet's calling us to that most honorable title, most honorable servanthood, to be his servants. It is Friday today, holiday. Every time a Jum'ah, it is holy, very holy day. Particularly through this month, that it is Shaban Mu'azzam, that Allah Almighty giving much more honor, Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan. We are in Shaban Mu'azzam. So many people, they reached last year, not reaching this year. And we don't know how many people going to reach another, a second Shaban, coming Shaban. Who knows? He knows. There is a holy night now through this month, Laylatul Bara'ah, that it is written for everyone's lives with whole program of his life, who is going to live, who is going to die. After 1 week, it is going to be 15 of Shaban Mu'azzam, Laylatul Bara'ah, that it is going to be mentioned some people leaving people table, someone's, their name is going to be written on dead people table. Therefore, all people, try to reach your Lord's pleasure. Try to make your Lord pleased with you. It is a very short life, but in front of you should be eternal life. Eternal life for paradise people, as well as eternal life. It is not life, it is not death, it is not life for hell's people. Try to make your name to be with paradise people. I'm looking here, alhamdulillah, so many youngsters attending, and I am asking from them that they should try to give much more interest for their Lord's servanthood, more than dunya, make much more care, take much more care for your Lord's servanthood. You should be honored here and hereafter. May Allah bless you and forgive you. We may speak from here up to next week. But it is enough who may understand what we are saying. It is enough. If not understanding, you may speak up to end of the world, he is not going to understand. We hope that Allah Almighty opens our hearts to believe really what he had granted us through his the seal of prophets Habibullah Sayyidina Muhammad, most praised prophet, someone, and to be under his flag here and hereafter. Wassalamu alaykum.